The ground looks flat until the rain comes. The wind feels mild until it finds a loose corner. This is where most small barns and sheds fail before a board is cut. You are not building a showpiece. You are building something that has to stand when the weather turns and the work stacks up. Tools get heavier, animals lean, moisture creeps in. If the plan is weak, the structure will tell on you fast. A simple barn or shed is about decisions made early and enforced every step after. Purpose first, airflow second, strength everywhere else. Skip those and you will fight rot, heat, sag, and constant fixes. This guide does not rush you. It walks you through choosing the right footprint, placing it where water and wind work with you, and building it so it breathes instead of traps trouble. Build it right once, or rebuild it forever. Chapter 1. Planning and Purpose. Scope. You start before tools come out. This chapter defines what the structure must do and where it must live. A barn or shed that lasts is planned for work, weather, and time. Not looks, not shortcuts. Purpose comes first. Every choice that follows is locked to that purpose. You decide how the building will be used on its worst day. Heavy rain, full load, cold wind. That use case decides size, height, door layout, and airflow. A shed meant for lawn tools fails fast when it becomes feed storage. A barn meant for animals fails faster when it traps moisture and heat. Planning keeps you from rebuilding later. You choose between a shed and a barn by height and movement. Sheds are lower and tighter. They suit storage and tools. Barns give headroom, wider doors, and space to move animals or equipment. If you need vertical clearance, swinging gates, or future expansion, you are already leaning toward a barn. Safe. Planning is a safety step. Poor placement creates long-term risk. Water undermines foundations. Wind lifts roofs. Snow loads collapse shallow pitches. Heat stress harms animals and warps materials. You reduce risk now so you are not fixing damage later. You commit to checking local rules before building. Setbacks, height limits, and permits are your responsibility. Ignoring them risks fines or forced removal. You plan for safe access, clear paths, room to maneuver equipment, no blind corners where people or animals get pinned. Tools and materials. At this stage, you do not buy lumber. You gather information, a notebook, a tape measure, stakes or flags, a basic compass or phone app for wind and sun direction. You may need a soil probe or shovel to test drainage. You may need a level or straight board to read slope. You list materials only by category: framing lumber, roofing, siding, fasteners, vent components, ground contact protection. This keeps costs realistic without locking you into mistakes. Steps. Step 1 is define function. Write down primary use and secondary use. Storage only. Storage plus workspace. Animals plus storage. Equipment with fuel. Each use has weight, moisture, and access needs. Be honest. Overloading a light structure is a common failure. Step 2 is size from use, not habit. Measure the largest item that must pass through the door. Add clearance for hands, movement, and error. Measure the volume of feed, tools, or equipment you plan to store. Add growth room, but not excess. Extra space costs money and maintenance. Step 3 is choose height. Low roofs trap heat and moisture. Higher ceilings improve airflow and usability. For animals, headroom reduces stress and injury. For equipment, it allows safe lifting and stacking. Height also affects wind exposure, so balance clearance with stability. Step 4 is site selection. Walk your land after rain if possible. Look for standing water. Look for erosion lines. Choose ground that drains away naturally. Avoid low spots even if they look convenient. Water always wins over time. Step 5 is slope and access. Slight slope is acceptable if drainage moves away from the structure. Steep slopes increase cost and risk. Plan vehicle access in wet conditions. Mud turns work into injury fast. Step 6 is orientation. Face doors away from prevailing wind when possible. Place openings to catch cross breezes without creating wind tunnels. Sun exposure matters. Morning sun dries moisture. Afternoon sun adds heat. Balance both based on climate. Step 7 is ventilation planning. You plan airflow before walls exist. Air must enter low and exit high. This can be through wall gaps, vents, or ridge openings. The goal is steady movement, not drafts. Ventilation protects animals, tools, and lumber from rot and heat damage. Step 8 is footprint layout. Mark corners with stakes. String lines to confirm square. Walk the space. Imagine doors open. Imagine animals turning. Imagine carrying heavy items through it. Adjust now while it is cheap. Step 9 is material strategy. Decide lifespan. Temporary structures can use lighter materials. Long-term barns need treated contact points, durable roofing, and corrosion-resistant fasteners. Cutting cost at ground contact or roof is a mistake you pay for later. Step 10 is future use. You plan for change. A storage shed becomes a workshop. A barn adds animals. Leave room for added vents, doors, or partitions without cutting structure apart. Checks and fixes. You stop and challenge your plan. Ask where failure would start. Water intrusion, heat buildup, door clearance, structural load. If you cannot explain how air moves through the building, you do not understand the design yet. Check measurements twice. Check square. Check access paths. Walk the route from driveway to door with imaginary loads. If it feels tight now, it will be worse later. Revisit zoning and setbacks one last time before committing. Moving stakes is easy. Moving buildings is not. Care. Planning is care. It protects your time, money, and safety. A well-planned barn or shed asks less of you later. Less repair, less stress, less wasted effort. When you move to the next chapter, nothing here changes. Purpose, placement, and airflow stay fixed. They guide every cut and fastener that follows. If you rush this step, the structure will remind you every season. You are not behind schedule. You are laying the only part that cannot be corrected once the build starts. Chapter 2, Build Execution. Scope. This chapter covers how the structure is physically built, from ground interface to roofline. Planning is done. Placement is locked. You are now committing materials to the site. Every step here affects strength, airflow, and lifespan. Mistakes made in execution do not stay small. They spread. You work in sequence. Foundation choice, ground preparation, framing order, roof structure, openings, vent paths. Each part supports the next. Skipping ahead creates weak points that show up under wind, load, or moisture. Safety. This is where injury risk rises. You control it with discipline. Wear gloves, eye protection, and boots every day. Use hearing protection when cutting. Lift with help or mechanical aid. If the weather turns unsafe, you stop. No schedule is worth a fall or crushed hand. You keep the site clean. Scrap lumber causes trips. Loose fasteners puncture feet. Tools return to a set place. Fatigue causes mistakes, so you plan shorter work periods instead of pushing through. Tools and materials. You now bring in tools and supplies. At minimum, you need a measuring tape, level, square, saw, drill or driver, fasteners rated for outdoor use, ladders or scaffolding, and bracing material. If power tools are used, cords are rated for outdoor conditions. Materials are staged off the ground. Lumber stays dry and straight. Roofing is protected from wind. Fasteners are kept sealed until use. Treated materials are used where wood contacts ground or moisture. Steps. Step 1 is foundation selection and prep. You choose between skid, pier, or slab based on load, soil, and permanence. Skids allow movement and are suited for lighter sheds. Piers elevate the structure and improve airflow under the floor. Slabs offer durability and level support but require more prep. You clear vegetation down to firm soil. Organic material is removed. Soft spots are dug out and compacted. Gravel may be added for drainage and leveling. You check level across the entire footprint. An uneven base twists the frame later. Step 2 is setting the foundation. Skids are leveled and squared. Piers are aligned and checked for height consistency. Slabs are verified flat before framing begins. You confirm the structure sits clear of standing water paths. Step 3 is floor framing if required. Joists are sized for expected load. Spacing is consistent. Blocking is added where loads concentrate. The frame is squared before fastening fully. A square floor keeps walls straight. Step 4 is wall framing. Walls are built flat and raised or framed in place depending on size. Stud spacing matches load needs. Corners are reinforced. Openings for doors and vents are framed now, not cut later. Temporary bracing holds walls plumb until the roof locks them together. Step 5 is roof framing. Roof pitch is chosen for weather. Snow and heavy rain need steeper pitches. Rafters or trusses are set evenly. Ridge alignment is checked. Overhangs are planned to shed water away from walls. You brace until everything is secured. Step 6 is roof decking and covering. Decking is fastened tight. Gaps are controlled. Roofing material is installed from low to high so water sheds correctly. Flashing is installed where needed. This step protects everything below so it is not rushed. Step 7 is vent path execution. High vents are opened at the ridge or gable. Low intake points are left at wall level or under eaves. Air must move without mechanical help. You verify nothing blocks the path. Step 8 is door installation. Door openings are checked for square. Doors swing freely without binding. Hardware is rated for outdoor use. Latches are positioned for safe access, especially where animals are involved. Checks and fixes. You stop after each major phase and inspect. Are walls plumb? Is the structure square? Does the roof sit true? Are vents open and unobstructed? Small corrections now prevent structural stress later. You check fasteners for proper seating. Overdriven fasteners weaken wood. Underdriven fasteners loosen with vibration. You replace split lumber instead of hoping it holds. You walk the structure during wind if possible. Listen for movement. Feel for vibration. A solid structure feels quiet and firm. Care. Execution is where planning becomes real. You respect sequence and patience. Rushing creates hidden failures that surface months later. A well-built barn or shed feels solid the moment it stands. When this chapter ends, the structure is enclosed and breathing. It stands ready for use, but not yet finished. The next chapter focuses on making it adaptable, durable, and easy to maintain through seasons and changing needs. Chapter 3. Finish, adapt, and maintain. Scope. The frame is up. The walls hold. The roof keeps rain off. You have done the heavy work. Now the structure must be made functional, flexible, and long-lasting. This chapter focuses on interior zoning, moisture control, seasonal adaptation, and ongoing care. How well you finish this stage determines whether the barn or shed survives years of use without constant repair. Safety. Even at this stage, hazards remain. Roofing edges, loose fasteners, and wet surfaces are still risks. Ladders and scaffolding must be secure. Electrical or lighting additions require caution. Animals or heavy equipment moving in for the first time can create unpredictable forces. PPE remains non-negotiable. Tools and materials. You will need measuring tape, level, square, drill, fasteners, sealants, weatherproofing supplies, floor protection materials, storage racks or shelving, and inspection tools. For moisture management, add vapor barriers, ridge or gable vent covers, and drainage materials. Keep tools and materials organized to avoid unnecessary trips and injuries. Steps. Step 1 is interior zoning. Decide where tools, feed, or animals will reside. Keep traffic paths clear. Place heavy items on solid floor zones. Elevated areas can hold lighter supplies. Animals need open circulation. Separation prevents accidents and reduces stress on both structure and occupants. Step 2 is flooring adaptation. Concrete, treated lumber, or gravel bases are common. Concrete slabs are durable, but must slope slightly to drain water. Treated wood floors reduce rot. Gravel allows drainage and prevents mud buildup. Each option has trade-offs in cost, maintenance, and comfort for animals or humans. Step 3 is moisture control. Water is the silent destroyer. Check roof seams, siding, and foundations for gaps. Install drip edges and flashing where water can enter. Create ventilation channels to keep air moving. Condensation forms in cold weather. Ridge vents, gable vents, and low wall intake help move damp air out. Step 4 is seasonal airflow adjustment. In summer, increase passive ventilation to reduce heat. Open vents on opposite walls to create cross-flow. In winter, reduce drafts while maintaining air movement. A barn or shed that breathes in all seasons preserves structure and occupants. Step 5 is multi-use adaptation. Shelving, movable partitions, and temporary fencing allow flexibility. Equipment storage can coexist with animal housing if paths, airflow, and weight limits are respected. Avoid permanent alterations that block vents or create low-clearance hazards. Every addition should be reversible. Step 6 is exterior protection. Siding, trim, and paint or sealant prevent rot, insect damage, and weathering. Leave ground clearance for siding to avoid splashback. Check that downspouts or gutters divert water away. Roof overhangs should shield walls without blocking airflow. Step 7 is inspection after storms and seasonal changes. Walk around and inside. Look for water pooling, sagging, or loose fasteners. Check vent paths and door alignment. Small issues now prevent large repairs later. Keep a log of findings. A schedule every 3 months is ideal. Step 8 is long-term maintenance. Tighten fasteners that loosen over time. Replace damaged wood promptly. Reapply sealants or paint every few years. Clean gutters or vent screens regularly. Remove debris around the foundation. Your structure must be actively cared for to remain durable. Step 9 is adaptation to changing needs. As equipment or animal numbers grow, rearrange zones rather than overloading. Add removable racks, temporary gates or vent extensions instead of cutting into walls. Your foresight in planning and execution allows flexibility without compromise. Step 10 is end-of-use considerations. If the building's purpose changes entirely, evaluate structural integrity before heavy modification. Old foundations or framing may require reinforcement. Repurpose components instead of full demolition when possible. Even in transition, respect the decisions made during planning and execution. Checks and fixes. Walk the structure from all angles. Look up, down, and along all walls. Check every corner for gaps or deterioration. Verify doors swing smoothly and vents remain clear. Ensure moisture does not pool anywhere. Adjust shelving, gates, or partitions for safe movement. Small corrections prevent long-term damage. Care for the building is continuous. Seasonal inspections and proactive maintenance prevent failures from becoming emergencies. The structure must be treated as a living system. It interacts with weather, occupancy, and time. Treat it with respect. Neglect costs far more than attention. Care. Your barn or shed is now functional and adaptable. You can store equipment, house animals, or combine uses safely. You have protected it against wind, rain, and seasonal extremes. Ventilation flows, moisture is managed, and structural integrity is secured. Interior zones are organized, exterior elements are reinforced, and long-term maintenance routines are in place. The work you put into planning and execution pays off here. Every thoughtful decision, from footprint and height to roof pitch and vent placement, reduces stress and increases durability. Seasonal attention preserves all that effort. Multi-use design ensures that your barn or shed remains useful, even as needs change. By completing these steps, you create a structure built to last, practical for everyday tasks, and resilient under weather and workload pressures. A well-constructed barn or shed is not only a shelter but a tool in itself. It protects resources, animals, and your labor. Proper finish and ongoing maintenance allow it to fulfill its purpose year after year, adapting to your evolving needs without forcing costly rebuilds or constant patchwork. This stage closes the process. From planning to execution to adaptation, the structure is now fully operational, safe, and prepared for the demands you envisioned. You have transformed raw materials into a practical multi-use barn or shed that stands ready for seasons of use. Its strength, airflow, and accessibility reflect your foresight and discipline. The next day, the barn will feel different. Doors will swing true, air will move as intended, tools, feed, or animals will settle in predictable spaces. If you followed every check and adjustment, the structure will ask nothing of you but routine care. Failure to maintain it now is the only risk left. Everything else, planning, execution, and adaptation, is complete.